University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols started her job on a Monday, the Monday after the Friday, when Governor Matt Mead told the UW trustees that they must whack an additional $35 million from the university budget. In all, the fiscal downturn has led to a $41 million cut from the university budget, and they've had to even trim a bit more to pay for some other things. Needless to say, it's been a stressful time. They've decided not to fund several positions, they convinced some people to retire early, and they are battling with professors in an effort to get them to teach more, which would free up even more money. Nichols says they still have $15 million yet to cut, and now the cuts could come from programs and personnel. I asked her if that'll be even more difficult.
Yes, it is. This was the low-hanging fruit. Yeah, there's no question.
You know, so people are hearing, I'm sure, lots of rumors. What kinds of programs, honestly, would be probably a candidate for a reduction or an elimination?
So when we talk about programs, we're talking about academic and non-academic programs. So this is, the whole campus is participating in this. And programs could be, on the non-academic side, it could be a student organization. It could be a student support service that we provide through student affairs, for example. It could be something that happens in the residence hall. It also should be for units such as in the research function or the business administration function. They should also be looking at, you know, their services. So in this case, it would be the service units that are organized. And then, of course, on the academic side, it is the academic program. So I do want to make a point that this is the whole university looking at programming. It's not just academics. On the academic side, we do have a list of programs that are under review right now. These are programs that, for the most part, you could call them low enrollment and have produced a relatively low number of graduates over the last five-year period. And so using the data from the university, how many students are enrolled and how many have we graduated, we came up with some metrics that if they hadn't graduated at least 25 students in the last 5 years, roughly five a year, that we would put them under review because these would be some of our lower producing programs on campus.
When you cut a degree program like that, does the faculty then go with it?
Not necessarily. It depends on the program. So in some cases, these might be a graduate program, a master's degree program, but yet there's a strong undergraduate program, and the two aren't necessarily linked. They're separate. So in that case, you know, would you get rid of the faculty? No, because you're still teaching an undergraduate major that actually might have fairly robust enrollment in courses. But what you could do with time is you can probably decrease the number of faculty in that program, because without graduate curriculum, you would not need as many to teach. So those would be the kinds of things, is making adjustments as we go. So, you know, will we get rid of faculty? I think the decision on that is yet to be determined based upon where we go with this program review. We're hoping not to declare a financial exigency, which is what we need to do in order to actually start releasing tenured faculty. It is our goal to not go there.
University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols visiting with us. The big concern is when you start making reductions on campus of this magnitude that you're hurting the university, and that you'll become a nice little teaching university. People can get a nice little degree, but nothing outstanding. How do you avoid that from happening?
Yeah, well, you know, I say all the time that this is a great university and it has many, many strengths. And it is part of the reason I came here, is because when I came, I saw that. And I really do believe that we can very much hold on to that, and not only hold on to it, but I think with time really grow and expand on it. But having said that, I think we will be a bit of a leaner university going forward. I think that the University of Wyoming, because they have had access to so many resources over the years, it has been allowed to add some things that probably weren't critical to the mission but were nice to do. And I think this is a time where we may have to trim some of those nice to do things, because again, they're not critical to the university. But having said that, we don't want to damage the core of this university. In fact, we hope over time to grow it. So we're holding very tight to our principles on this, and that, you know, what is central to the mission of the university will remain. I mean, we do not plan to cut those very central parts of this university. We're staying very true to our mission of teaching and research and service, and you will continue to see all three of those as we move forward into the future.
One of the things you've talked about before is revenue, and the way easy way to get revenue is raising tuition and fees, but that might require a significant change from what people are used to paying. Is that a realistic scenario?
Yeah, we are looking at actually what we can do. I think long term, our strategy is that we need to, and this will be a long term strategy over many years, but we really need to move the university to becoming a little bit more self-reliant and a little bit less reliant only on the state for funding. Now, the state will always play a role in funding the university, so I'm not talking about completely backing off of it, but I am talking about not being so completely reliant on it. And as I look at the finances for the university, it's apparent to me that there are things we could do so that we could generate some of our own revenue and not have to go to the state to support us on every venture that we do. Part of that is tuition, and you know that this needs to be studied more, but I can tell you that Wyoming does have the lowest tuition in the country of any land-grant university. It's also incredibly low for out-of-state tuition, and I think that there is some room there to look at modest increases for in-state tuition and probably maybe even a little bit more significant for out-of-state tuition, and still be the most affordable land-grant education in this country. I mean, there really is some headroom there that we could look at. And then in addition to that, many universities will charge program fees or discipline fees for programs that are high cost, because those students are in fact getting an outstanding education from a high cost program, and many of these students will go on to get jobs that pay very good salaries, very competitive. And this university doesn't use that strategy hardly at all, yet if you look at peers, almost all of them do. So I think there's some ways that we can look at fine-tuning the revenue for the university without making it out of reach for students. I'm not talking about that at all, but yet generating a little bit more revenue for this university so that the state doesn't have to step up to do everything.
And you don't have to go through, I mean, the state always talks about its own boom-bust cycle, but maybe the university would be looking at a boom-bust as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the more revenue that we can generate for ourselves, the less boom-bust we'll do, because we're not completely reliant again on state funding. So it does help stabilize our base some, and that would certainly be a goal.
When do you get a chance? You're doing a strategic plan eventually. When will you get a chance to take a look at and say, okay, how do we still make ourselves great?
Yeah. Well, we're going to do that in strategic planning. So, I mean, you know, have I already thought about that a lot? Yes. And I have lots of thoughts in my mind about that. But I think the way that we do that in a very comprehensive way is to engage in a strategic plan for the university. So we'll kick that off as soon as school starts this fall. I'll be naming a leadership team that will be sort of leading the process and the effort for creating a 5-year strategic plan for the University of Wyoming. And it is during that time when we can really call out what are going to be the priorities and the goals of the university, and then setting metrics so that we can hold ourselves accountable and we can measure where we're at today and where we want to be in 5 years, and then chart our progress towards meeting those goals as we move forward.
You are going to, maybe before I let you go, you are going to have a legislative session between here and the start of this next maybe round of cuts. Lobbying discussions with legislators, there's a little bit of money they have in reserve. Are there going to be conversations that, you know, it would be nice if we didn't have to cut all of this?
Yeah, I think there are still some projects on the table, so to speak, that we would like to see move forward. And if the legislature could stay true to funding those, I think that would be incredibly helpful to the university. So am I going to beg to not cut $41 million? No, I'm not going to. I think this state is, the revenues are clearly down in Wyoming. The state is finding that it cannot meet its budget based upon the revenues that are coming in. And we are one of the big five in terms of what the state funds. So we need to, you know, we're part of this. You know, I say on campus all the time, we're all in this together. And I would say that about the state, we're all in this together. So we need to be part of that. But I would say this, is that I really feel strongly that we need to be we need to do everything we can to not get handed another budget cut. So because the rumor mill always out there is the revenues aren't even as good as we'd hoped they'd be, and the hope isn't all that high, and that there may be another budget cut. And that would be detrimental, because we're cutting a lot. We're cutting 10% of our budget. And to go deeper will be significant here, and we will have to cut more into our core. And I don't want to do that. I think we can manage this one without touching our core, but I don't want to cut more, because I think it will start impacting that quality that you were talking about earlier. So that's one thing. And the other thing is the state has put out there several projects for the university, the engineering building being one, a science initiative being another. And they have, in fact, committed funding to it. And I would very much love for them to stay true to that so that we can move some of these projects to completion and keep some of that strong emphasis on very strong engineering and science education moving forward, because that is part of our core and we want to stay true to that.
Is athletics part of the core?
Athletics is part of the core in that, I mean, let me back up and say this. Athletics is a very, very important part of the university, and it is part of our budget. Are we going to cut athletics some in this budget cut? You bet. They're going to be cut. They're part of us, and when we all cut, they'll cut as well. Do I think that athletics needs to be demolished in this cut? I don't. I think that there is a role for athletics at this university. The state loves the Cowboys and the Cowgirls. They support athletics to a large extent. And I think that we need to hang on to our athletic program and we need to be proud of it and try to drive excellence there too. Having said that, I think we're going to need more private support for athletics moving forward. If they want to maintain the budget they have today and if they want to drive excellence, we're going to need more private support because, again, this is something where I don't think the state is going to continue to fund it to the extent it has in the past.
University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.